Yes.
Okay. I would like to welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this beautiful Thursday, August 11th, 2022. All right, Jess.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, we're moving on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Is there anything on the consent calendar that anybody has questions about and would like to pull? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
We don't have any presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and board members. As we move towards the conclusion of a relatively successful summer, a few things I'd like to report. One is that we are advertising for requests for proposals for the irrigation project at Ambrose Park. Sealed bids are due Friday, August 26th. And hopefully we get some responses to the RFP. The bocce course will be demolished August 17th and 18th. It'll actually probably be done in a day. They wanted to have that extra day just in case. And just to remind the board, the district is responsible for the deductible, which is $2,000, and the insurance is covering the rest for the demolition. Aquatics program. The aquatics center is closed on weekdays as of Monday, but it will remain open on weekends until Labor Day, which is our typical schedule. Final session of our aquatic lesson program began this week. Over 240 youth participated in the aquatic lesson program this year, which is pretty outstanding when you think about it. And we had 24 youth participate in our summer camps and are looking to expand our camps next year. And there were seven private pool rentals and patio rec swim birthday parties this year. Lori will have final attendance reports at next month's meeting. In the area of recreation, in September, we'll be offering a soccer camp at the community center. We're looking for another successful program. We've always had a lot of luck with those programs. Kempo Karate is coming back to the center. They've been on Saturday since April, and they've returned for their Thursday program starting August 4th. So it's nice to have them back. It's been a good long while. So we're trying as best we can to get back to some normalcy. So that's definitely a step in the right direction. I'm very happy to report that the Killer Mitigation Fund awarded the district $20,000 in grants, $5,000 for the holiday program, Fun at 60 had $5,000, and the aquatics youth program, $10,000. So we certainly appreciate the support, and of course, we definitely have programs that we can use those funds for. So everything's going pretty well, and that concludes my report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. Does any of my board members have any questions from Director Tollison?
Yes, I do. Thank you, General Manager Doug Long. Just checking, the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund, you said $5K for the holiday event, and then $5K for which event?
The senior program, yes.
Ah, okay. And then $10K for?
Aquatic/youth programs.
Aquatic, okay. Well, great. Everything all together, great news. Thank you so much for everything you do. And that's also good news about the RFP coming along and the demo that's on the bocce court. When do we decide on what to put on the bocce court? Is that going to be the next time we meet, or just a question on that?
I doubt that we'll be prepared for the next meeting, but it'll be coming up soon enough as we identify funding for that particular project.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions for the General Manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question to our General Manager. It's been a while since we got an update about the Limbrook Playgrounds project. Is there, any updates about that?
Thank you for asking, Director Torres. I didn't mean to include that in my general manager's report and neglected to put that down. That should be installed in October, I believe, in October or maybe first part of November. We had anticipated it a little bit earlier, but the ordering process is just such a nightmare for just about anything anymore. So that's what we're looking at. And then we'll decide what we want to do in terms of the grand opening, if we want to push that off until spring when people start, coming back to the parks, or if we want to do something symbolic before that. So we'll put a couple of ideas out there for the board to consider.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And also just regarding the Anuna Park project, because that's obviously we're going to have a new ADA infrastructure there too. Just wondering if there is going to be a community input session for that project as we get in Limbrook. Obviously, it doesn't seem like that's going to be a project that will be done this year, but just wondering if there will be a community input session.
Yeah, we plan on doing that similar to the Lindbergh project.
Is there a timeline for that?
They gave us a 60-day timeline from now, of course, but that's just kind of a general parameter that gives us an idea.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that's all I have.
Director Garcia, any comments or questions for the General Manager?
I was quite impressed by the numbers at the pool. That's really good for the classes and the people that are attending. So kudos to all of them that worked over there. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, General Manager. There is no legal counsel report, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but with the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the records at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
We do not have anyone.
All right, I'm closing public communications and I'm bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. We don't have any board matters. No public hearings, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Tollison, what say you?
I have no request for anything on the next board agenda, except maybe discuss about what's going on at Ambrose Park Bocce Court, if that's coming up. I'm looking forward to that.
Also, just wanted to report that the Daypoint Garden Club is having a free workshop scheduled on October 15th. That's a Saturday. It will be at the community garden. And right after the free workshop, there will be a sale. Since the workshop is about succulents, the sale will be all about succulents. And that's already been worked out with Jasmine and also with Lori. So we're very excited to have that.
Oh, cool.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director Collison. Director Torres, any comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this moment, I don't have any comments except for just thanking the General Manager and Lori for a great summer season at our district. Definitely looking forward to more successful summers. Thank you.
Director Garcia, any comments or questions?
Thank you, maybe next meeting, General Manager, you could give us more of an idea of what is planned for the holidays, if you are going to have the Christmas tree lighting ceremony as we used to, and the pancake breakfast. And how is that going to look? Is it going to be like the way it used to be? Or, anyways, if you could give us an update on that.
Certainly.
That's it for me.
All right. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. Lynbrook is my home park, and I don't know how often any of my fellow directors get to Lynbrook, but I just want to let you know what a joyous park this is. Every single morning, I walk my dogs there, and every single evening, we take another walk after work. Monday through Friday, there's 40 to 70 people every single night. They're playing soccer, they're playing basketball, they're on the playground, there's some kids in the park corner that have been playing a lot of frisbee lately. It's the way a park ought to be in my view. And I just want to put on everybody's radar Lynbrook Park for some extra love in the months to come. I know we're going to get a new playground, and I know the kids are going to be really excited. But I think with the exception of maybe Ambrose Park, this is the most well-attended park. And I think if we took attendance over the course of the year, I think Lynbrook even surpasses Ambrose Park, because in the fall and in the winter and in the spring, this park is always packed. And Ambrose Park tends to be a summer park almost. Anyway, I just wanted to put that on everybody's radar. It's a really well-attended park. The other thing I wanted to put out there is this summer I have gone to, I think, six now community movie nights. Pleasant Hill had a couple, Concord had a couple, City of Moraga had one, Orinda had one, and Lafayette. And it was so cool to go to these parks and have these huge screens. I don't know where they got the screens. I can check it out if anybody was interested. And all these families came, and they had their blankets, and they brought their picnics or not. And, you know, and we watched these really fun movies. The last one I saw was Encanto, which is a Disney movie, and it's was thematically really cool. I think it would be great for our community since we have a really big Mexican population in Bay Point. But they're all family-friendly movies, and it was just such a blast. And years ago, many, many years ago, we used to have movie nights at the pool. I don't know if you guys remember that, but you might. And that was really fun, but I think it's even, it might be even cooler to have it at one of the parks as opposed to in the pool area. So I just kind of want to put that on everybody's radar, too, for maybe next year. I think we could, I think our community would really appreciate it. And that's all I have, but I want everyone to know that I always have questions for Jessica, and she is so awesome about answering all my questions. and getting back to me right away. And same with our general manager. It's been such a great relationship. It's been so satisfying to me and inspirational the way our staff is so responsive, so kind, so generous with their time. I haven't talked to Lori recently, but she's definitely on that list of people too, and Alfredo from the maintenance staff. It really feels like a family. It's been a great joy for me to be a director on this.
Anyway, that's all I have. So thank you, folks. Do we have a motion to close the meeting until September?
I move we adjourn to September, to the September meeting.
Do you want to
second that motion?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, folks. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Enjoy the rest of your summer.